4. All glory, laud, and honor to thee, Redeemer King, to whom the lips of children made sweet hosannas ring. The people of the Hebrews with palms before thee went. Our prayer and praise and anthems before thee we present. Translated by John Mason Neal, All Glory, Laud, and Honor, 1851. With palms before thee. Palms can mean the soft centers of our hands, like Mary of Bethany's palms that touch the feet of Jesus, or the palms of God on which he has written our names. Behold, I have inscribed you in the palms of my hands. Palms are also tall, graceful plants found throughout Scripture and often used in worship. You are to take branches from luxuriant trees, from palms, willows, and other leafy trees, and rejoice before the Lord your God. In the next chapter of Jesus' life, both kinds of palms would be used to honor him, with the waving of branches and the clapping of hands. Meanwhile, a large crowd of Jews found out that Jesus was there and came. John 12:9. While Mary wiped his feet dry with her hair, half the known world, it seemed, headed for their village. Not only had the scent of her perfume carried some distance, so had reports of the one she was anointing. Even without a head count, we know this was a great multitude drawn to Bethany when word got out among the Jews that he was back in town. Rather than the chief priests, these were common people seeking Jesus out of curiosity and wonder. Not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. John 12:9. You know this dinner party was the talk of the local villagers. For starters, Jesus was there. So was a healed leper, a world-class aromatherapist, and a man who'd risen from the grave. It was that last one, the dead man walking, who troubled the authorities. So, the chief priests made plans to kill Lazarus as well. John 12:10. Never mind that Lazarus was innocent of any wrongdoing. He served as living proof of the power Jesus commanded. That's why the priests plotted and conspired, looking for a way to put Lazarus to death. In those days, it was risky to be friends with Jesus of Nazareth. But Lazarus was past worrying about what people said of him. You can be certain that after the Lord raised him from the dead, Lazarus and his sisters told anyone who would listen that he'd been in a grave for 4 days and then walked out alive. Imagine all the mourners from Jerusalem who'd seen Lazarus buried, grieved his passing, and then marveled at his return. With so many eyewitnesses, the truth was undeniable. Jesus must be who he said he was, the Son of God, fully capable of resurrecting a dead man. For on account of him, many of the Jews were going over to Jesus and believing in him. John 12:11. From where we're sitting, this is great news. More people putting their faith in Jesus and following him as Savior and Messiah. But that's not how the chief priests saw it. They were furious that many Jews were leaving their own religion. The priests didn't understand that Jesus was their long-awaited anointed one, the central figure in their own prophecies. Jesus was born to upset the status quo. His ideas were...